evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being a racist.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
We are better than that.
We are.
The number to call in is 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. Of course, that is during the live show hours on Tuesday night. You can join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you are listening on one of our affiliates, simply open a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com and go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom. Click on that and then click chat and go. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and I'm joined by my partner in crime, Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Joe will be here very soon.
He is battling.
He's battling. It's bad weather out there. So.
It is.
So, Godspeed, Joe Curry.
Hang in there, Joey.
Don't do what you always do in bad weather and take pictures and post them to Facebook.
You know, it's dark out. You're not going to see much of anything.
Doesn't stop, Joe.
You see, like, the dashboard and then darkness beyond.
Joe feels that there's probably somebody up in traffic way ahead that's doing that to cause the whole traffic jam. So he will follow in kind and cause traffic behind him by posting.
That'll show him.
Exactly. Joe is a man of the people. I didn't say which people.
Yeah, we don't talk to those people.
Exactly. They're not my type of people, but but they're his.
Well, Lisa is very kind in the chat, and she says, drive safe, Joe.
Yeah, well, that's nice. Nobody wants Joe dead.
No.
Well,
that's not has not always been, but we don't want Joe dead.
I was messaging with Joe Padula.
Yes.
Sergeant Padula.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Last night. I go, did you hear what happened to Joe's character? He goes, what happened to Joe? Is he okay? I'm like, no, his character. We killed. No, I said, did you hear when we killed Joe's character? And he thought Joe actually died.
No. Well, Joe is a character, so I can see the confusion. You know?
It was absurd. I'm like, don't you read what I write? Of course you don't.
No.
But anyway, on tonight's show, we will help you figure out if you are part of America's middle class.
Yes.
Chances are you probably think you are, but
right.
You might not be.
Right. There's a quiz.
Exactly. And if you're not American, then no, you're not.
Hey, you know what? We have some proud Canadians and Australians.
I have no issue with where they're from. I'm just saying they're not part of America's middle class.
That's true.
But I guess it probably pertains to where they live as well.
Sure. I think that, you know, those particular things that we will discuss are indicative of the middle class in all the, you know, Western or First World nations.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the money might be a little different as far as how much is needed for median income and so much. But
right.
As far as the status things or things you can do, it's probably pretty.
Yeah, and you might be surprised that, you know, the land of milk and honey, America, there's things that we can't afford.
Yeah, so we'll get into that. We're also going to check in with the recently somewhat lucid Ann Jackson.
Damned by faint praise, indeed. Somewhat lucid.
Well, I mean,
but that's fair.
She was talking some sense.
A little,
I mean,
yeah.
There was some insanity mixed in, as always. But
sure.
And a very high on the Mr. Davins last week.
Really high.
So we'll have to see. She overshot everybody.
I know. We all got blown out of the water by the Mr. Davins. I had to say it.
So, kids, start thinking now.
Yes.
What your Mr. Davin tally will be.
Yep. But you know what? Week to week is no indication of what one week is going to be.
It's purely a game of chance.
It really is.
Perhaps we should start giving things away for it.
I know we should.
Maybe. Do you want to?
Sure.
Yeah, maybe. This week? Yeah, I don't know.
No. Sorry.
It would have to be exact, though. It can't be closest one.
No, it has to be exact.
It would have to be exact.
Yeah. Well maybe we'll plan that for next time. It is almost giving season.
So I should announce it.
Yes.
I'll post it on the Facebook page. So next
week. Yeah, so that they're ready and they can really,
tell their friends.
Tell their friends to listen in.
Plan accordingly, kids.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll give you fabulous prizes, most of which Trucker Tom has probably corralled in some way or another.
Yeah, I know. He's got a pile, and he's just trying to figure out who to re-gift them to.
Well, I think if Tom won, because he's got some of our stuff already.
Yeah.
I don't think he has... the I support police ignoring speeding tickets, I support pissed t-shirt.
No,
so,
I don't.
So I would probably
does.
Give Tom that. Others, I would probably give our best of CD.
Which yeah.
Because we haven't really given that to our fans yet, given them a chance to win that yet.
No, I mean, most of our most ardent fans have probably been there for those
moments.
Well, no,
moments, there's some deep cuts.
There are some deep cuts.
From the first year, the first
there
couple
are
of months.
There were things before I was there, so...
Which we call the golden
yeah,
age.
Before the show jumped the shark days.
Absolutely. I would say the show jumped the shark right after... our first interview with Anthony Cumia, which was my second episode ever with Joe.
Wow.
So it probably jumped the shark right after that.
So I'm like that little kid that the family
You're
adopts.
Our Oliver.
Yeah.
You're Oliver.
Yes, I'm the Oliver.
You're the Oliver of the show, Pete.
You know, they're trying to like boost the ratings by having some other little kid, but nobody cares. Everybody hates that kid.
Yeah. You're Oliver.
I know.
You're Oliver for the Brady Bunch.
I know that.
That's okay.
Oh, by the way, Charka Tom is giving away his way that he does so well on these things. He says, I treat it like Powerball. I play the same number and eventually it'll hit.
Yeah, but that's only on the Mr. Davins.
I know.
That does not explain his uncanny knack for guessing a male orgasm.
No, it really doesn't.
That only can be ascertained from experience.
We're not completely sure why, as a straight man, you are so in tune with this, but, you know.
Sensei Fredico of Family Martial Arts brought up that game the other day.
Right.
Yeah, I guess he was in studio when we did. I'm like, you're welcome to come in whenever you want, man.
He did enjoy that.
I didn't even remember he was in studio for that.
I do believe he was sitting on the couch and he was just kind of rolling his eyes like, I don't believe you guys.
I don't believe I'm paying for this nonsense.
I know. I don't believe I'm sponsoring this.
But I gave him the CD and he listened with his girlfriend and she thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, good.
So that's good. I'll tell you what, we're winning people over one at a time.
One at a time.
Got a little bit of good news.
Yeah. Oh, tell me.
Turns out Arise TV was very impressed, like we've talked about when I had my appearance. And they definitely want me to do some more stuff. So we'll see.
Awesome.
We'll see.
So awesome.
Well, yeah, it's awesome when it happens.
I know. But still, it's like, that's very nice.
It's like, oh, I'm like talking to our manager. I'm like, well, what's the radio thing? He's like, I've really been working on the TV.
Okay.
So he's got the contact for Dr. Phil. The right person for Dr. Phil, so he wants to pinch me. He wants to pinch me.
He wants to pinch you.
He wants to pinch me to Dr. Phil, because they do this scamming stuff all the time.
Yeah, you know what? But that's a really big audience.
We'll see.
Well, you know what? Don't blame me for getting excited. Tom just zinged me really good in the chat. I have to go back for just a second.
All
we're
right.
saying that, you know, I'm like the little kid that they put on the sitcoms.
Oliver.
After he says, Oliver, maybe Blair's cousin Jerry. That's deep that even I don't know.
Yeah, but there was no. But he's. I understand why he's going for it, because the clear learning does. You know, clearly not completely 100%. Although mentally she was, to be fair. Jerry was 100%. She was actually a comic.
Yes,
she was on the ball. But Jerry was not brought in to boost ratings. I don't think.
No, I think that they were looking for to bring in another type of audience
to bring in your handicapped.
Yes,
which
is exactly why I'm here.
Yeah, I mean, but the handicapped traditionally underrepresented on your sitcoms.
Not anymore. I'm right here.
Yes. Well, we're not a sitcom. So I'll go on anyway. And of course, we're gonna go back to Ghana. One of our favorite countries, right after the USA. And
well, you've already been once.
Sure.
Well, the rest of us will come along with.
And we'll see how Mickey Wynn is doing with our scambiator Sue, I believe we called her.
Yeah, we did call her Sue, and we're in the embryonic stage of this particular
very new
story.
Very new. We'll see how they're doing.
Great.
Also got a little bit of news. We are pleased to announce, starting tonight, well, starting yesterday, Hawk Radio was reborn.
That hawk has risen like a phoenix from his own ashes.
It has risen like a hawk set on fire.
Or, that's kind of more like it.
Yeah, or a phoenix, as you will. So we are once again part of the Hawk Radio family, which we're thrilled about.
Very nice.
And once again, as with the Hawk Radio family, we try to sign on and we can't get on. So they can't even hear this right now.
You know what? Yeah, I was talking with the people in the chat right before the show, as we do, and I was saying, oh, internet shenanigans, and they're like, oh, no, what? Of course, Tom's busting balls as usual.
I know.
Internet shenanigans, you say?
I am always amazed when technology works, but for some reason we consistently have an issue signing on to them. We had it before, and we have it again. So we'll get that worked out, but we're glad to be part of the Hawk family.
Yes, we are.
So, Miss Helix, what's going on with you?
Well, speaking of family.
Okay.
We just recently had our Thanksgiving celebration here in America.
Yes, we did.
And I spent it with my family and mostly my husband's family, but my brother was along as well. And
is he the only member living of your family?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean,
so he is your family.
Yeah, he is it. Right. You know, I mean, we have cousins and things, but we don't speak to most of those people. Or we avoid it strenuously.
That's good.
I have one living aunt, and that particular slice of the family is just so dysfunctional that I can't get to see her. That's a long story.
So it's pretty much you and Pimp Helix.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Okay. And of course, we have both been graciously welcomed into the bosom of Mr. Helix's family.
That's very nice of them.
Yeah, they don't have very many either, but what they have, they let us come over.
It's almost like Darwinism. It's almost like both families have purposely been weeded out.
Yeah, like, no kidding, because we, my brother and I both, I don't want to speak for Pimp Helix, because there is still time left in his lifespan to procreate, and never say never. But we pretty much both decided that it would be good to stop our gene pool right where it lay.
It's very responsible of you.
It was. It was a conscious decision, and well, I'm proud of us both.
Sometimes Pimp Helix listens in.
Yeah, no, he does.
So he might be saying, you know what, I'm making up a fresh batch right now.
Oh God! No. This is not a tag team sport. You either listen to us or you do the bird, but you don't do both.
Listen, he might be putting some stuff in the old ice cube tray or the freezer right now. Saving that.
Not drinking anything over your place anymore.
Saving that for a lucky lady on a hot day, something cool and refreshing.
Oh, that's like the coffee incident we talked about last week.
2 weeks ago.
Was it 2 weeks ago already? Oh, see, it burned in my memory.
Sure.
I'm traumatized getting my coffee out of the Keurig machine at work in the morning. But I'm the only one.
Just don't leave it on your desk.
No. It doesn't sit there long enough for anybody to foul it.
Oh, I can foul quickly.
So your missus has told me.
Squirrel, where? Done. Oh.
Damn.
It tastes like spoiled cream, I believe, is what they said.
Yes, no.
Now, I wonder this.
Okay.
If you're half African-American and half white.
Okay.
And you do that in somebody's coffee.
Right.
Would it taste like spoiled half and half? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Take my bow.
Didn't. Don't you bow. Don't you dare bow for that.
I am proud of that awful joke.
You know what? I don't remember if I told it here, but Mr. Helix and I are a present that I bought, but it was for both of us. We got that Ancestry.com kit where you spit in a little tube and send it back to them, and then they tell you what your ancestors are
from. I
saw that
on TV today. You can find out where you're from. Yeah,
yeah, we haven't actually given them our sample yet. I kept
just practicing spitting in each other's mouth?
I kept telling them, no, not that sample, hon. No, oh. Not that sample. So
that's not spit.
That's not I know that's not spit. It could mix like with spit. It, but it's not supposed to. Still. I know. So
Pip's a dirty girl.
I am. You know that. You're the one who says that most often.
I don't say anything.
Yeah. So we have not sent that off yet, but I am just dying to see it come back with something that I think that my brother might find shocking.
I would say your ancestors are, if I had a guess,
okay,
knowing you and Pimp Helix, clearly, Homo erectus.
Which one's the homo?
No, it's clearly Homo erectus. Clearly, right before Homo sapien, that's what you and especially Mr. Pimp Helix.
You think so?
Yeah, that's clearly. He's clearly a knuckle dragger. But he's walking upright.
Wow, I actually have to put that on my resume just, you know, because then I get
like when
this.
People say, hey, I'm a 1/8 Cherokee, you're going to go, you're 1/8 Homo erectus?
Yes.
Okay, well, it would get my attention on a resume.
Wouldn't it, though?
Sure.
It gives it that special something, don't you think?
I would keep my woolly mammoths away from you as you might hunt them.
Yeah. You always keep your woolly mammoth away from me, and I'm very pleased about that.
Well, it
thank
is
you.
Winter. There's no reason to have an unwoolly mammoth. Huddle, huddle, ho.
So, we haven't sent that in yet, but I'm dying I'm just dying to have us be like some portion black. Or Hispanic, or Native American, or something that we would consider exotic.
If you listen to Pimp Helix, there's a portion of him that's black.
I don't want to know about that. Well, we're not going to get his, but it's like mine would be the same.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it would be the exact same. So I'm really dying to see that. Yeah. But, you know, I know.
We look forward to that. We'll make a special show around it.
Okay.
Maybe we'll give away a prize if they could guess what the hell you are.
You already told them.
Well, we've given them some ideas of what we think you are.
Yes, but the Homo erectus part, mm-hmm. Yes.
So you go to Thanksgiving, yeah. Family at Mr. Helix's house.
Yes, and I cook most of the meal. I didn't really think it through.
Oh, it sucks when you got to cook and travel. I talked about this. That's a losing proposition.
Cook and travel is tough.
There is no winning on cook and travel.
Now, you know what? Mr. Helix, and I think he would admit this openly, he drives like a grandma. He is a really slow driver.
No, he's old.
That's not the reason why, though. He's been driving like that the whole time I've known him.
He's an old soul.
He is. As far as behind the wheel goes, he's slow and steady with the driving. It's really unique because to look at him, you wouldn't think so. But
well, he's a drummer.
Now, yeah, I know, but he's a really good driver. It's just that he's, especially now that he's got glasses and he's not going a little too close to the people in front of us for my liking.
Right.
Ah, better perspective vision now. Ah, I can relax. But all of a sudden, he became Mario Andretti while we're on our way over for him. And I'm like, honey, stuff in the back. Stuff is going to be all over the back.
He wanted to get there.
I know, but it was like, no. With the sloshing? No.
Sloshing? And that's just you.
Yeah. Yeah, just sloshed.
Did you cook the turkey?
I did.
Turkey doesn't travel.
No, turkey doesn't travel.
But you didn't have to travel far.
No, luckily.
So actually, what did you say? It's like 10 minutes?
It's about 15 minutes, and it's over a mountain, and it's not a bad drive, but all of a sudden he was like, he knows
like,
the way.
Theoretically, the turkey could rest in the car. Because when you take the turkey out of the oven, you should, before you cut it, you should let it rest.
Right. Well, that's the thing, is that we don't. Pretty much, I'm done cooking. I'm slapping that thing into whatever it's going to get carried in. It's going in the back of the car, and we're getting there. It's still hot when we get there.
Okay.
That's our plan. And so we just, Lisa says, so Mr. Helix is that guy like my dad. Yeah, he does. He drives like a dad. He's just slow.
Because he's old.
Nah, he just is really cautious. And I'm like, all of a sudden, caution to the wind. And on this particular day, when we have all kinds of volatile Thanksgiving food stuff.
You got nitroglycerin in the stuffing? What are you talking about, volatile? Settle down.
There's gravy that's just...
Settle down, Professor. It's a meal. You're not figuring out how to get off the island.
Well, he's the one that's going to have to scrape it off of the carpeting in the back if he doesn't slow down. So I was like, dude, whoa.
No Tupperware?
Well, no, because it's all to be heated again in her heating tray. So it's just like...
So you got open containers.
Basically with tinfoil on top. So it's,
that's not secure at all.
No, it was not secure at all.
That's not smart traveling.
No, and I was just like, whoa.
Why can't you put it in Tupperware and then heat it to something there differently?
Well, although that's practical for traveling,
yes.
That's a lot of work. Now I got this stuff to clean, now more stuff to clean.
But it's better than having everything spilled on the seat in the car.
Yes, and you know what? We miraculously arrived there trip-free. I was very pleased. It all worked out really well.
All right, so you get there.
We get there. And one of the perverse... Tom says... Watch that casserole! It could go at any moment.
Right? It's ridiculous that you say. You know, Tom's absolutely right.
It's volatile.
What you said is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely, I don't even know if
I
said it right.
No, it is ridiculous. But
ridiculous.
I'm trying to get us there in time because I know that she's timing her part of the meal. I'm timing my stuff. People are waiting, hungry. I have not eaten anything, so I'm cranky. It was, you know, quite the to-do to get
sure,
it there.
Sure, you can. You can't fill up before the meal, even though you should, so you don't gorge yourself.
Mm-hmm. No, because then...
Now, do you cook a good bird?
I do.
Good.
I do. My dad and I used to cook the Thanksgiving meal together, so I know how to do it soup to nuts and, like, time it out and everything. I don't understand why people flip out about their, you know, doing Thanksgiving. It's not that hard.
It's a pain in the ass to do a bird proper. If it's a big bird, it's a pain in the ass.
Because
to get a moist bird... And we're telling you these tips now after Thanksgiving. It's really about basting.
It's about basting, but it's also about my secret ingredient, laying bacon all over the top of it.
Well, all right, but that's not how the Native Americans and Pilgrims did it.
Oh, you know what? I don't care how the Native Americans and Pilgrims did it. I know how my dad did it. It was awesome.
You get the gamey. If you get a frozen bird, you get the gamey taste.
Yeah.
Cut a lemon in half and go all inside the lemon. I mean, all inside the cavern.
Why do you do that? In the cavern.
The cavern.
The Beatles were playing there in that turkey?
That's just what you do. What? And you cover it in margarine or butter. Yeah, the outside.
Okay.
But anyway, this was not the point of the story.
No, it's totally
not Betty
the
Crocker.
Point.
Call the damn turkey hotline. You're not coming to us for that. Unless somebody in this show is banging a turkey, that's when you want to know. But you don't care how we prepare our stupid turkeys. This is not that show. Get to your story, because I'm hoping that was not it.
No, that was not the story. So now, you long-timers know this, but for any newer listeners that don't know that Pimp Helix and I grew up in a house with a schizophrenic mom. Oh, the hijinks ensue. And
Joe and I thought so. We wrote a bunch of jokes for them that you hated.
but it was, it's funny now. It was not funny then. But we had all these bizarre things that happened and people that came over and spent time in our apartment because they were friends with mom, and it was just a really wild ride. And one of the things that seems to have happened is that over the years, there is the traditional telling of the crazy stories.
Oh, that way mom's many personalities live on.
Yes, they do.
That's nice.
Actually, you know what? They don't have many personality schizophrenics.
Well, they're paranoid.
Yes, but they don't have more than one person.
I told you, the paranoid shit is boring. Give her multiple personalities.
That stuff was not boring.
Embellish. you're telling a story?
Yeah.
You're telling a story on the radio.
Yeah.
Nobody wants boring shit. Embellish. This schizophrenic story better be a good paranoid shit. like she thinks like the artists on the Kiss cassettes are real, and they're coming at her, and she's scared of the spaceman. And it better be that if that's what she's paranoid about.
She used to be afraid that the birds that used to sit on the tree outside of our window could hear what she was saying and reporting back to them.
Oh, that's good. Hey, Joe.
That was good. Hey,
so,
Joe.
So let me get this straight. You reported to the birds?
What? No.
Clearly, you weren't listening on the way in.
I was listening. I left it off with Pip's delicious holiday meal.
Yeah, I got us out of that. That was nonsense.
So you must have changed it between when I got out of the car.
Yes.
And now we're talking about a nutso mom.
So it's like, you're not lit the hell I want. Thank you for explaining that.
Yeah, with the... Yeah, they catch you up, Joe, real quick.
Still talking about the turkey.
Pip
what?
And I were having an excruciatingly stupid and boring conversation about how to prepare a turkey. where even I had to go, what the hell are you doing? And we got into
right
what
in.
Pip was going to talk about.
Well, I gotta admit, when the story was in the middle of the story, I upped it another 10 miles an hour to get here.
You know what the band show where Joe goes, I'll save this.
Uh-oh, I better get going here.
Bastards.
Yeah, so I knew we were nowhere good.
Right.
So I got us out of that before I hit the blah, blah, blah.
I love you, sweetie. You know that.
I know that.
I was as guilty as she was.
Oh, yeah.
I was as guilty as she was.
He broke out the lemon.
Yeah, I'm talking about how to, you know, you make it less gamey. So, no, I suck just as much. So, no, now they're telling stories about her family at the Thanksgiving table.
Right.
And they're talking about a schizophrenic mom.
Yeah. Right.
And so I said, this shit better be good.
This stuff is hilarious to me and my brother.
Right.
And we have
We've
lots
seen what's hilarious to you and
yeah, I know.
At least, but it's to the audience that we really...
Yeah. I mean, we could talk on break, but...
Yeah. We have... Yeah. We have told these stories, like, over and over.
Right.
And there's one in particular that is, like, the famous story. And it was about when my dad got in half in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And he... It wasn't Thanksgiving, but he cooked a turkey.
Right.
And my mom had this
People
friend.
People do eat them year-round.
I know.
It's not like pumpkin. Yeah. I mean, who the hell has pumpkin during the rest
They're
of
milking
year?
The pumpkin. Still the pumpkin spice flavor. It's December. Let it go.
I got to tell you something, though. It is delicious.
Is it?
The pumpkin spice.
I got pumpkin-flavored Hershey Kisses. You can try one later. Anyway, go on with the story.
So, It's a long story, but the short version is my mom's my mom's crazy friend, perversely named Charlotte, like
no, really.
What's on your hat. Yeah,
Joe's wearing a hat. It's like Joe came prepared.
I know, he did. He's wearing a Charlotte hat. It's amazing.
I'm putting little reminders on my clothing to keep the show going.
Can't wait to do the Platsky flashback later on.
My mom's friend Charlotte used to come over and eat with us. And my poor dad would come home from a long day of work and they didn't have cooked dinner and feed it to them. They both sat there like two lumps at the
table.
Dinner?
Why couldn't they cook dinner? They're home all day.
Both crazy. No, they don't.
Because they spoke to your wife and decided, you know what, a man coming home doesn't need a fresh meal.
No, they go to a day program.
Or a
they,
day program? Oh, to keep them program. Occupied and
yeah.
they make tea cozies and
yeah,
shit.
Right. Yeah, they keep
yeah, like
them
we even tried to do that with you. You think you're really working at a plumbing company? No. me, Mr. Kumi, and Mrs. Curry, we got together and go, we need to keep stupid busy. He'll think he's being productive and contributing to society. He's not really talking to anybody that has any real great import. He thinks he's solving problems.
Those 87 phone calls that come in and 12 problems
just
are all...
Just busy work.
Busy work.
It's your day program.
That's right. That's my day program. I've got to remember that tomorrow. When
snap the little pieces of plastic off the
bed. I'm not a at the day
you're
program.
At the day program. Yes. Keeps you happy. You think you're productive.
Well, let's not get slow down.
Well, yeah, it makes you think that you're part of the solution, not the problem.
I'll take that.
It makes you the firm Republican that you are.
Yes, it is. Yes, it does.
And that makes my side look good. Anyway, go on.
There is a place for these day programs. Yeah. They keep people that, you know, occupied or give them something to do during the day if they are for one reason or another they're not able to work or not even able to be home alone.
Right.
So these two go to the day program all day, and then they get dropped off at the house, and they would sit there like two lumps waiting to be served their food. And that gets...
Not bad. Knitting, puzzles, food. I'm in.
And you could, yeah, so don't criticize me.
I'm paying for it. I'm kicking in to keep you happy.
Not a bad deal.
Cheaper than prescription pills.
Yeah, right.
Better for your internal organs as well.
No, that's no excuse. They took those too.
Oh, okay.
So they're both sitting there, and Charlotte used to sit there. She's a really big lady with big dark circles under her eyes.
And talks like Jimmy Stewart.
She did, kind of. And she had these really short bangs.
Yeah.
Like way too short, like way up on the forehead, so that for miles around people could see, uh-oh, crazy person coming.
Yeah, that's like a sign. I think they make them that way.
They do. Cut her hair so that...
Make them that
well, if you see one coming down the street, you know, to be careful.
Cut her hair so that everybody knows.
Yeah,
that, you know, when there's my mom, my mom with her gigantic bag with like a six-pack of Diet Coke in it, in case she gets thirsty, and like big rosy red
Joe
cheeks.
Joe, pass the Diet Coke.
And you guys scare me. And the big black drawn-on eyebrows and the big red lips, you know, like, manic anybody!
All right, so she's in full regalia for your dad to come home after a hard day of dealing with society.
So terrifying. So he comes in, and he's got to cook food, and he's making a turkey.
Your father must have been a saint.
He was.
To come home to that sideshow. And have to cook for it.
Even saints have their breaking point.
Really?
I hope this story has that.
Yes.
Good.
They're sitting there. And, you know, waiting to be fed their food, you know. And Charlotte, after every meal, would say, my compliments to the chef.
All right, she's being nice.
Yeah, she was being nice.
But she was talking to the wall.
Doesn't she have a home?
She did have a home, but she would come over to visit. It wasn't every night that she was there, but she was there plenty. So my mom would sit there and say to her, do you hear them? Do you hear the neighbors talking about us? And Charlotte would agree with everything my mom said because she was getting a free ride and free food. So she'd say, oh, yes, I hear them. So whatever paranoid delusions mom had that day, Charlotte's on board. You know, brother. You know, did you hear that knocking?
Every nut needs backup.
That's a signal. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Boy, things people do for a free turkey dinner, huh?
I'm thinking, how did not somebody round these two up and make a buddy film?
Yeah. Looks like there's trouble down the road.
You know what? Like, this would be better than Dumb and Dumber? Come on now.
Crazy and crazier.
Yeah, these two running around eating turkey, looking like loons, driving sane people nuts. I'd watch that.
Let's go to Colorado and bring the turkey leg with us.
Oh, that would be special.
I would watch that. I'd put them on the air on this station.
Yeah.
So they're sitting there waiting for food and everything. And my dad is drinking, banging back some beers while he's cooking.
Oh, God.
He's medicating.
You have to.
Yeah, self-medicating like a fiend.
You have to.
he had a little time, so he had a few more beers than usual.
He's going to be a drunken turkey.
By the time, so he's sitting there cooking his ass off, and these two are just sitting there going, oh, yes, the neighbors are talking all kinds of crass smack about us. Yeah, oh, yes. So he gets just like he's up to his limit.
Mm.
So he takes, now Charlotte can eat like the whole fleet.
Really?
Yes.
She can bang them too.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Even they have standards.
I can eat this whole butterball.
Well, my dad takes out a big platter like you would for a holiday.
Right.
He cuts the turkey in half. he puts half the turkey and, like, potatoes and
how big a turkey was this? How many pounder?
I don't know, because it was
a small one.
Yeah,
it was
freaking
6 pounds, an 8 pound turkey, Joe.
Now, you got a point there for the simple fact, you know.
At minimum 2.5 pounds of meat in front of this woman. This is the smallest turkey ever, and you subtract the bones.
Understood.
So understood. It's basically like Charlotte got half a turkey, the rest of the family shares some of the other side.
Out like rabid dogs.
He puts the platter down in front of her. This bang! This whole platter of a half a turkey. Now, you think that somebody else would be insulted. Like, what the fuck is this? She goes, oh, thank you. And proceeds to eat the entire thing.
Holy shit.
This is before competitive eating, when she could have really used her skills.
Yeah, really. Could have made some bucks, though.
Sure. Bet on her. Bet on the crazy broad with the eyebrows.
Because she's a celebrity.
Yeah. Sure.
She's slow, but sure. My mom is giving my dad, like, lightning bolts. Like, oh, how dare you. Oh, I'm going to get you.
Oh,
later.
She had a moment of clarity?
Oh, yeah, she did. You know, she had moments of evil clarity. And I knew we were all going to pay for this for a long time.
Right.
But this was hilarious.
Right.
And Charlotte is chowing down like there's no tomorrow.
Not at all. Are you just staring? Now, are you, the rest of you, just staring at her like when a raccoon's by a garbage pail and everybody looks out the window and looks? You know?
No, actually. Yeah. They were sitting at the little dinette table, and my dad and I are sitting in the living room at little TV trays, and my brother was hiding out in his
room. All
right,
so you guys were all doing things.
We're doing our own things.
You don't want to get too close. You might lose a finger.
No, we can still see them. We can still
but it's like when you go on a safari. Don't stick your hands out the window. You don't want to get bit.
Oh, yeah. I'm not even passing her to go get a cup of something to drink to get into the kitchen.
Where's
Pip
Helix? She's gone.
She's gone. Yeah. Slurp, smack. Oh, a femur. You know?
That's like when I bit my fingers eating french fries on Sunday night. Asshole.
That's pretty much what Charlotte did.
Yeah.
You bit your own
finger. I bit my own finger eating french fries on Sunday.
Nobody else wants to bite his stupid fingers.
Moron.
No, that's hungry.
Yeah. No, that's stupid.
Didn't even stop him from eating. All right, that's fine. No, more ketchup on these fingers.
Yeah. That's not ketchup.
So yeah, right.
So go on.
Slapping and slurping this thing down, and my mother is done, and she's sitting there like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. And my dad and I are trying not to, like, look at each other. Like, we're looking at each other.
Oh, if you're looking at each other, it's over. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's like, we're faces down in the platter. But I keep glancing over to see she's still at it. So she eats this whole thing. And so now my dad goes in after we're done eating. And she's like, oh, I don't feel so good.
Oh, no. Well, because you ate a half a fucking turkey, stupid.
She did. So you got to sit to
now, did she have, like, any, like stuffing or yams, or...
He put, like,
cranberry sauce or anything.
Blue potatoes and, like carrots around it. Like, the serving
And she gnawed away at that, too, right?
Yes. So Jesus everything on the plate
Christ.
Is
Holy
gone.
Holy smokes.
It's a pile
you
of
You don't get to be a huge person by not being able to eat, Joe.
Well, you're just wondering what else could be... I mean, because the turkey is big. Now, she made her way through that like a buzzsaw. You wonder if there was anything else to get away.
I've seen you at the all-you-can-eat buffet. It's not that far-fetched that you could do that type of damage. Now, I think you'd show a little modesty and be embarrassed if somebody put a half a bird in front of you, like where this woman doesn't have that.
Right. When I'm with you at 12 o'clock in Michigan, I could care what you think. You
exactly. But as far as physical ability to down that much food...
But it's a guest's house. Specifically for you. I mean, you've got a track record, apparently.
But she doesn't have that synapse firing.
Right.
But I think for you...
Exactly.
You might be able to put away a decent amount of the same food she is.
Back in the day.
Last year in Michigan?
No, I'll get it when I tell my story.
All right, I guess we're having another Thanksgiving story. So is that it?
Well, then the last bit was that she's sitting there looking pretty green, and...
Oh, no.
Great if she puked on everybody.
Oh, God.
No. Right then, my dad, who's now pretty sauced, is back in the kitchen, and he takes her platter, and he goes, did you like that, Charlotte? Oh, my compliments to the chef. And then he turns around, and he brings out an entire pie, and he puts it right in front of her. Pie? I thought she was going to Ralph right on the pie.
Oh, that's funny.
Did she eat the pie?
She couldn't eat one more thing.
She met her match.
Yeah, I was
she
just thinking that phrase.
She was finally satiated. We finally found enough food to fill the Charlotte hole.
Holy smokes.
I know.
Well, not all other holes are going to get filled, apparently.
Yeah, no, definitely not. So after all this, unfortunately, my dad drove her home. And, you know, my mom and
Charlotte. Clean out things back in a pickup truck and put her in there?
He drives her home. Charlotte wasn't allowed back in our house for a long time.
Oh, really?
Her mother was pissed. She was ralphing all night.
Her mother was pissed? How old was she?
She was, I don't know, like in her late 30s, early 40s.
Really? Mommy's pissed?
Mommy's pissed.
You know, mommy should be thrilled. She doesn't have to feed this mammoth.
but we brought the woolly mammoth back.
Well fed.
Well, too well fed.
And your dad got in trouble like he went on a date and he got a drunk.
I know, exactly. After all that, but it was so worth
driving
it.
Driving her home drunk.
Trucker Tom says, Mrs. Creosote.
Mrs. what?
Creosote. Oh, it's a Monty Python reference. Mr. Creosote ate everything until he finally exploded on the last bite.
Really? I never heard that. And I'm a Python freak. So
yeah.
I never saw that.
So what's going on with you, Joe?
Well, it's been very interesting.
We'll decide about that.
Well, no, I've been very sick, man. Since October. I have not been well physically. Not mentally.
Listen, yeah. Listen, hack reference AIDS. It takes its time, and eventually gets you.
I have a room for you with my cat.
No, I don't. AIDS.
You want a little robe and it's a broth for AIDS cat.
That's my robe. Row.
No, but it's
that's your Charlotte voice and your AIDS cat voice.
AIDS cat, yes.
Same voice.
Yeah.
And I catch shit. All right. Anyway.
Woman of a quarter voices.
Yeah. Today has been the first day in like 2.5 weeks that I felt okay. I didn't go to work today because I really wasn't feeling well.
And you're still late?
Because there was traffic.
Late early, you stupid.
Because I was half asleep in bed and I was thinking of calling in sick. But a show must go on.
So you're feeling well, but now you feel sick?
I felt sick this morning, and I stayed in bed all day.
Well, thank you for bringing Ebola here.
I'm not bringing Ebola here. It's funny with doctors. You really got to watch what they're doing.
Oh God, that's scary. Start.
Well, I went to the doctor about 2 months ago, and I had a very bad chest cold.
Yeah.
And he gives me the Z-Pack to clear it up, which it did for a little while. As soon as I get done with that, I wound up losing my voice. Remember how my my voice, and I feel better. Like you listen to the damned the iHeart clips. You can see I had to redo so many intros because my voice was shot. I go to the throat doctor and I take a look at the throat doctor and I'm feeling okay but not better.
Great.
I go to the throat doctor and he takes a look and goes, "Well, you have acid reflux," and it's a thing. So then I get over the scratchy voice. Then about a week, a little over a week ago, I get another chest cold again.
And
do you hear how bad I sounded last week?
Yeah.
So the doctor gives me the Levaquin and stuff like that. Not thinking these guys should be giving me maybe a steroid because nothing's been working.
Right.
And
nobody wants you angrier.
No, but it was
Hulk
like
mad.
I was totally sick for the holiday.
Yeah.
Okay. I Friday night I worked at the brokerage and I was kind of, you know, okay. I worked for Father Paul, which I gave a reference to. All right. Stupid.
And what he said?
He said, "Fine, we'll get you set up." So anyway,
did you work the hacking up loogies into the act, or did you just act like it wasn't happening?
It was a really good audience, a very good show. But I'm on stage and I'm doing a half, and at about 20 minutes I'm starting to feel very fatigued. And it's like,
God. Oh, sorry, Joe. Should we make this easy for you? go on, Snookums.
So anyway,
let Joey tell his story.
So da-da-da,
2 months of I've been sick. We know. We get it.
No, but so then, I noticed that I was starting to have chest pains on Saturday.
Not the first time this has happened.
So I had to go get chest X-rays. I'm a very healthy person, believe it or not.
Yeah, for the most part.
I can tell.
Well,
for the most part.
Well, except for the inside, sure.
Yeah, for the most part.
Except for the inside.
So I get the X-rays done, and then I feel like crap on Saturday. I feel crap on Sunday, and then I go to the doctor. I finally get another doctor's appointment yesterday.
Right.
And I get in, and somebody suggested to me that maybe I want to go on a steroid for this.
Right.
So I go in, and my chest X-rays haven't arrived. I had them done at 12 o'clock on Saturday, and I go on my chest X-ray, he's going to get to my doctor. They'll be there on Monday. 12 o'clock on Saturday, going into 3:45 on Monday afternoon, and they're not there. The nurse, thank God for her, she called about 12 times to get him.
Right.
So it turns out my chest is fine and stuff like that. And I take the I start taking the steroids, and now I'm feeling very better. Plus, I had a sore throat. It felt like daggers were going in my throat.
Mm.
Today was the first day I felt better, but I decided to stay home today and just take it easy.
Try to recuperate.
You know, but it's amazing the way you got to chase these doctors around to try to make it feel better. So next thing I got to do is I got to work on my acid reflux because I'm having that. So I got to start eating that.
Sounds like you're a healthy person.
It's going to happen to you. Don't sit there and go.
Right, what do you want me to do? Stand here and do the show?
No,
I know.
All right, Joe, won the board. I'll move away. I'm sure we'll be off the air within 5 minutes.
But I like the way you say. But I just use it sit there as like as a phrase, meaning that he can't run the show. I didn't say it like
words
that.
Words matter, Joe.
But
that's the medium we're in.
Boy, it fucking misconstrued. Holy smokes.
Really?
I'm just trying to let Joe understand how radio works. Because I just said
sit there. Well, if you want me to go. No, you asshole. It's just a phrase.
Joe, I see you in weakness. I'm not responsible for dragging your carcass on stage. So I see no reason to make it easy on you.
But I feel a lot better today. Thank God, because the Santa Claus stuff is starting.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You don't want to be hacking all over kids and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want? I want walking pneumonia for Christmas,
well,
Santa.
You don't sleep. That's if you the don't problem. Sleep, your body breaks down. That's when
problem.
I get sick.
And that's the problem with the holiday. I had so much to do for the holiday. A lot.
Sure, there's a lot of people there you have to ignore.
Yes. I couldn't get out of bed. I spent most of the holiday in bed.
Oh, that's
I just
you
and
think
it's
maybe the soon-to-be ex is poisoning you little by little?
No, I got a story about her in a second.
There's more?
Oh, good. Okay.
But the funny thing is, on Thanksgiving, I had one of the best Thanksgivings ever.
Really? Even though you were sick?
I stayed in bed all day.
Yeah.
I watched TV. I kicked my feet up and down in bed. Like, wee!
You're an asshole. Because I can actually see you doing that.
I know.
Like, read some magazines.
Yep.
And then later on that night, I met a friend in town for a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came back, and I had ramen noodle and peas
and
some soda. And it was the greatest Thanksgiving I've ever had.
Is that crazy?
No muss, no fuss, no nonsense.
Sometimes just being able to lie around and do whatever you want, whenever you want, is the best.
It was great because, Joanne is like, I go, are you going, when are you going out? And she's like, yes. I'm like, okay, what time? Where am I going? No, I didn't ask where you're going. I asked you when you were going. It's just like, I'm leaving at 5. So it's like,
Whee!
5 o'clock rolled around, put those old records off the shelf.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, I did not go to work today because I really did not feel up to it. So I call in sick at about 7:30.
Right.
And Joanne is half asleep. And now Joanne and I, it's been very toxic at the house. But we're in very docile situations at this moment. So she goes, who were we on the phone with? I go, it's work. I'm not going to work today. I don't feel well. And I'm like, okay. She goes, well, I have to warn you that I have a couple of alarms that are going to go off to get me to go to work. And I'm like, I counted 10. 10.
Don't you know how to use snooze?
There was 4 different alarms with snoozes sent, set at different things.
What is she, like a dragged buffalo? A drug buffalo?
This is the woman that he says is up all night long.
Because she's up all night long, she has to have all these alarms. So as they're going off, I'm counting them. One. And she's laughing. Two. And it just we put our differences aside for this whole thing because it got to be a running joke.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm like, you know what? I go, Jesus Christ didn't have these many alarms but on the 3 days. Let me tell you.
He rose from the dead.
He rose from the dead. He didn't have these.
Yeah, but he's not rising every day. He rose on the third day. He's sleeping in the other 2 days.
Let's play a killer bit.
Yeah.
Our host, Devin Rosenblatt.
No, but it makes no sense. Not historically accurate. If you're going to talk about our Lord and Savior rising from the dead, please be historically accurate.
Hold on a second. Who's Lord and Savior?
Ours.
Don't say ours. It's only his.
All right.
At this table.
So what? He wanted to rise on the first day, but he was too tired.
Oh, my God. Wow. I know. Well, thank you for helping me through my story. Now you see what it's like.
Wasn't that good of a reference?
That was a very good reference.
I didn't understand it.
Because you're stupid.
No, it would make more sense if it was a vampire trying to wake up.
No, it made perfect sense.
Three days. He slept for 3 days. So you got all
these
alarms.
I thought he was dead.
He was dead.
He's dead, but he's in a deathly slumber. And on the third
he's
day,
he's not Sleeping Friggin' Beauty.
I'm
not going to
argue Jesus
kiss.
Christ with a Jew.
Why not?
Jew
he was
a
Jew, stupid. A
Jew.
That's who you argue it
now
with.
Let me tell you something. I can't wait till we work again. Stomp on jokes. I'm coming to the gig with fucking flippers. I'm going to flippity flap over all your stuff.
Well, I can't reciprocate because there's no jokes in that act.
No, there's not. But
I'm talking about yours.
No, yours. No, yours is like a break with crowd work.
What?
It's like mop up activities.
A break with crowd work. Yeah, I have to wake up the people after you've been doing your 30 minutes on ketchup.
Right.
Davenstead Cooking Hour will now be followed by theology.
All right, so you're laughing at the alarms.
Yes. And I'm just going, I go, this is ridiculous. I go, you know, if you were Jesus Christ, you go, oh, maybe I'll come back in 4 days. But it's just, you know, it was just weird. And because she doesn't sleep at night. She doesn't sleep at
night.
It's like, because I've been going to sleep and I've been turning the light, because usually for decades, you know, 20 years, the TV being, and believe me, that house is like trying to sleep in a Vegas casino at night. There's fucking canned peaches.
If only.
That's one girl.
Wayne Newton's hanging out next to the pineapple bed?
Excuse me.
Really?
Wow.
You feel better now, Snoopy?
Yeah, I did. I had some reflux. But anyway. So it's like, you know, the joints lit up like Vegas. There's old things. She's running around and stuff like that. And then she'll go, you're not watching TV? No, because I'm trying this whole new thing now where I want to go to sleep in peace. I want the lights off.
Mm-hmm.
I want the TV off.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go to sleep in silence.
Yeah.
And that's how I want my night. Be bullshit, not Joanne's wife. What are you doing? I'm macrameing a throw pillow. I'm trying to sleep, stupid. Leave me the fuck alone.
What are you doing?
Why don't you have the TV on? Because I'm trying something new. You've never done this before. Well, there's a lot of things, but just knock it off. Just leave me alone.
I'm trying to be healthy.
I'm trying.
Yeah, what your head on the pillow thing didn't give away what you were trying to do?
No.
Not the first time.
No.
And she'll stay, like I said, she runs around like Dracula the whole night. She'll fall asleep.
See, there's my reference.
Yeah, she'll fall. She'll fall asleep in the chair. In the kitchen chair.
You wish it's the electric chair.
She falls
asleep. Start quietly strapping while she's still slumbering.
She falls asleep in the kitchen chair at 4:30 in the morning, and I'm like, will you go to bed? What are you doing up? I'm getting a soda.
Mm.
She goes, why do you need a soda? I was dreaming I was in a desert. What the hell do you care? Turn the TV up in the kitchen and go to bed.
Why
the hell do you care?
That's such a weird question.
It really is. It's like,
why do you care?
Because I
wanted to take a shower with it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I was going to pour it over my head.
I was going to scrub my armpits with it. What are you talking about,
She's
woman?
She's nuts.
She's out of her mind.
Yeah.
You do that to people.
I. But it's like, it was just a very docile moment.
It's a shame Joanne couldn't meet a Pipsa former crazy mom.
They would have got along.
The threesome would have been really fantastic.
A turkey wouldn't stand a chance.
No. Are you kidding? They would have been surrounded by canned goods.
Yeah, Joanne would bring the canned cranberry sauce.
I think it's a match.
It was just a moment of peace the two of us had, but with just laughing at her insanity. I counted the alarms. It's the snooze button. It's like you want. It's like I think the whole snooze button thing is. It's like you want somebody's opinion, but you don't want to follow it. Because you're telling the snooze, but I want to get up at this time. And then it tells you get up, and you're like, fuck you, another 5 minutes. You know, you're not hung. It's advice, you know?
Yes.
No, it's weird.
I'm not a snooze button guy. I'm up before the alarm.
I know. You're the morning vampire. You are up at I couldn't sleep because I'm lying there thinking about work stuff. And I was like, up. And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go on Facebook and like look at stuff until I get sleepy again. He's up.
Oh, yeah.
We're
going to roll with him. Yeah. I'll turn over. Do you work on that production? No, because I've been asleep.
It's 10 o'clock. Get up, stupid. We got stuff to do.
Show
don't run itself.
So you don't work during the day. I work during the day.
Really?
When I go on the road.
Really? I don't work during the day?
I don't mean it like
don't,
that.
Don't.
But what I mean by this is I'm up.
No, I don't have a day program like you.
I know, but when you've got a day program, when you're away from it,
but it's closely monitored what you do, so you work just hard enough to feel important, but not hard enough to where you have a heart attack. That's why you're so allegedly healthy. Yeah. We know what we're doing. We're trying to keep you along to prolong the torture. A lot. A lie to prolong the torture. And it's working. Although Joanne really needs to raise her game because you had a moment of peace.
Yeah. Slight moment of peace with about 12 alarms going off.
You mean she couldn't stay home from work that day and go, oh, you know what? That's a good idea. I'm going to take the day off too so that it would
totally
ruin it.
No, she actually took the day off yesterday because she was having leg problems.
Oh.
This is how separate we are.
Yeah.
You know, people go, well, you live under the same roof. I had no clue. She goes, I was home. I was off yesterday. I had a problem with my leg.
And you were in the same house and had no idea?
I had no idea.
There's no concern for each other in that house.
Wow.
No,
so
I wasn't
funny.
Trying to make a joke. There's just really no regard or concern for each other.
Lately, yeah.
When one of you passes away, it's going to be slightly inconvenient. I guess I should make the arrangements. All her stupid friends are going to be there, whatever. Or his stupid friends.
Really?
Yeah. We'll just send Anthony a text. I'm sure he'll text back his
great.
Condolences.
Let me tell you, when I die, it's going to be you and Lenore giving the eulogy.
Well, you said she was going to give the
eulogy. All right, so Majiri will give the eulogy.
I mean, I think as a professional, I should. But if you want
to... Do you want to co-eulogize me?
I want to close.
That sounded dirty.
I want to close the ceremony.
But until I tell Lenore, why does he have to close?
I've earned it. Tell her to go on the road with you, and then she can close.
She'll go, well, I worked with you for 10 years, so that's enough, too.
Yeah, but I take you out of your natural environment.
You know what? I'm going to have you and well, we already did eulogies for each other.
Yeah, we're not doing that again.
I'll have to give you a sample of my eulogy to her, and she'll have to top her. We'll have to have her come up with a eulogy and see if she can top it. Who gives Joe's eulogy?
Well, I mean, a lot of people would like to.
Battling the eulogies.
Let me tell you something. My funeral is going to be very sad.
It's for who?
For everybody.
What, because the rest of them are parades?
No,
because
everybody's going to miss me, and everybody's going to have to come in.
Everybody's going to miss you. You're the only comic on Long Island that hasn't been roasted yet. They don't even know you're alive.
No, but there's going to be a raffle.
To kill you?
No.
What?
In numbers. We'll do a raffle at the end.
Well, then how are we going to do that if you're not alive to announce the winner?
I threw that joke, and I'm like, nice job setting yourself up, you asshole, because stupid's going to go. And you know what? I knew before I threw the punch there'd be a moment, because
yes.
He couldn't believe it would have been that easy.
Yeah, we'll just have Joe Cooley.
We'll have Joe Cooley
move your mouth. Let's do like a little punch show with you.
He saw that line, and he goes, well, I'm not dreaming. This could be this easy. That stupid would set me up with such an easy line.
What you say is 100% true.
Yeah, he looks confused.
He was stunned. He actually was stunned.
Well, yeah. It's like when you put chum in the water for a shark.
Yeah.
Why is there this bloody food right in front of me?
I was just splashing around, and there's a snack out of nowhere in the middle of an ocean. What the fuck?
Who would have thought?
Who'd have thunk?
Listen, if you're going to be so kind to give me that, it would be disrespectful of your stupidity if I didn't capitalize on it.
Lisa has a great line. She says he'll be coming back to announce the winner 3 days later.
There you go.
We'll get the alarm clocks ready.
Oh, my God. It's Joe Curry. 3:45. 3:45, folks. Folks, somebody has to have the ticket.
I'm going to call another one.
I'm
going to give your eulogy as like announcing your credits.
It's going to be a
you might have seen him while he was alive in Allentown. You know, he was alive.
Did
and died
the,
on stage
did
regularly.
You
at the brokerage?
Did you make the eulogy go over about 70 seconds? I don't think you can even do that.
What?
You said all my credits. So I'm like, did you make the eulogy go over 70 seconds? I didn't even think you could go that far with that.
You know what I'll
we'll make some up.
You know what I'll do? I'll have the guys from Governors come, and then it'll be a very short service because most people don't like them.
No, that's not true.
What?
That's not true.
Well. A lot of people don't. You six like him. The six Long Island comics that he loves like him. Joe's one of the special ones.
How do you mean that?
Well, I don't know what Joe does to get the spots, but he gets spots all the time. There's six Long Island comics that get to work regularly. Joe's one of them.
Nice.
Yeah. I know. It's hard to imagine who would want Joe around that much, but they do.
They like me.
They do like you.
Yes.
I still contend that they don't know you. All right.
So what did you do?
Well, I've been pissed off for several days.
Yeah, why?
Well, I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
By the way, Jets won last night.
It's good that you bring in the funny. Did the Jets
win? I fell asleep last night.
What
I was
are
so
you?
Sick.
Did the Jets win last night? No! They didn't win last night. Why would they do that?
I don't know. Just try to show up the Giants?
No,
who
that's
stink.
Not their thing. The Jets are not about winning.
No.
It's not their thing.
Neither are the Giants.
Exactly. All right.
All right.